18 senators present this afternoon. Senator Fahrenkamp is excused from the call of Senate today.
Senator, please stand for. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tomb bestowing life. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tomb bestowing life. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tomb bestowing life. O Lord and Master of our life, we humbly ask that thou wouldst send from on high thy love and understanding, that through thy love and understanding these thy servants may be able to perform all the tasks that are required of them, and bring all things to a goodly conclusion. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Secretary certifies curtains.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 117th, the 118th, and the 119th legislative days, and Senate Supplement Number 40.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 117th, 18th, and 19th day, and Senate Supplement Number 40 be approved and certified.
Objection, so ordered. Yes, for introduction. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce a young man who's been a friend of mine and my family for a long time, and he's a constituent of yours and just out of the military, Malcolm Branson.
We welcome you here today, Malcolm. Are there messages from the governor?
Message of May 7, dear Mr. President, please add to your list of Alaskans to be confirmed for appointment to boards and commissions the following. To the Board of Fisheries, Harry Sundberg of Wrangell.
Resources Committee.
State Physical Therapy Board, Mr. E. Bud Simpson of Juneau.
Health Education Social Services Committee.
Board of Veterinary Examiners, Vern Starks of Ketchikan.
The Resources Committee.
That is the only message from the governor today, Mr. President.
Are there messages from the House?
The House has passed the following. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 27 amended, requesting the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to delay by at least 12 months its removal of the design and construction unit from Valdez. This has been sent to enrolling. The House has passed. Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 321, Finance amended, amending, adjusting, and repealing appropriations with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 321, Finance Amended House, making, amending, adjusting, and repealing appropriations and extending lapses dates on certain appropriations and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Rohde. Mr. President, may we stand at ease for a moment?
We'll stand at ease. Act order. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 321 be kept on the Secretary's desk for one day.
Without objection, so ordered. Further messages.
Message of May 11. The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Concurrent Resolution Number 26 by Representative Miller, appointing Richard Dunhauer, Poet Laureate of Alaska.
It's very interesting. I see that bill.
Yes.
House Concurrent Resolution 26. It'll be at ease. Some please come to order. We'll send that resolution to Health Education Social Services. Poet Farr.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 28, Finance, effective date failed by the Finance Committee. An act relating to youth hostels.
Health Education Social Services Finance.
House Bill Number 29, effective date failed by Representative Miller, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development for the Youth Hostel Revolving Loan Fund.
House Bill 29, Health Education Social Services Finance. Commerce may wish to look at it, however, it's primarily Hess referral.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 31, Finance amended by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the management of state land and providing for an effective date.
Resources Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 34, Hess, by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act requiring the preparation of a course transferability guide covering courses offered in post-secondary institutions and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services. I don't see a finance ramification.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 188, Second Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation for reconstruction of the Iditarod Elementary School in Wasilla and providing for an effective date.
Finance, Hess may wish to look at.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 287, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to domestic violence.
Judiciary Committee.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 297, financed by the Finance Committee, an act making appropriations to the Department of Labor and providing for an effective date.
Finance, Labor and Commerce may wish to look at it. It's primarily a finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 413, Judiciary amended by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the Alaska Commercial Fishing and Agriculture Bank and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance.
House Bill Number 485 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act continuing the existence of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board and providing for an effective date.
That's a sunset. It goes to Judiciary. They had the appointment responsibilities, although another committee had some of them.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 489, Finance amended by the Finance Committee. An act establishing a joint committee of the legislature to meet with executive branch officials to review and report on the effect of proposed federal budget reductions on programs that benefit the people of the state and providing for an effective date.
Finance. If any other member, any other chairman wishes this bill, you may look and report. I think it's primarily a financial consideration.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 502, financed by the Finance Committee, an act relating to supplemental housing development grants and providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs, Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 503, finance, effective date amended by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for the Supplemental Housing Development Grant Fund and providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs, Finance.
Those are the messages from the House today.
We have communications?
We have no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 83, restricting the authority of the Department of Natural Resources to regulate certain activities in state recreation areas, and recommends due pass with an amendment. Signed, Senator Rohde, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray and Parr. SB 83 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 94, making a special appropriation for a swimming pool at Bartlett High School, and reports are back as follows. Senator Gilman, Chairman, and Senator Ferguson signed due pass. Senator Ziegler and Sturgiewski signed no recommendation. SB 94 has further referral to finance. The Resources Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 189, outdoor recreational facilities, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title, and reports it back as follows. Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, and Senators Fisher and Bradley signed due pass. Senators Gilman and Mulcahy signed no recommendation. SSSB 189 has a further referral to finance. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill Number 253, making a special appropriation to the Matanuska-Susitna Borough for a community-owned sports complex, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title. Reports are back as follows. Senator Gilman, Chairman, and Senator Ferguson signed due pass. Senator Ziegler and Senator Sturgiewski signed no recommendation. SB 253 has a further referral to finance. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 390, directing the Commissioner of Revenue to make a loan to the Board of Trustees of the Alaska Hospital and Medical Center, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and due pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Stimson, Ferguson, Dankworth, and Sturgiewski. SB 390 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Mr. Health President, may we have a brief at ease, please?
Some please come back to order. Secretary, please continue.
Senate Bill 390 out of the Finance committee does have a letter of intent with it. This will be spread with the committee report. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill number 485, permitting the videotaping of testimony of young victims of sexual assault or sexual abuse of a minor, and recommends do pass, signed Senator Parr, Chairman, concurring Senators Fisher and Kelly. SB 485 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 524, investment tax credit allowed against the state corporate income tax, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Eliason, Ferguson, and Dankworth. Senator Stimson and Senator Sturgiluski sign no recommendation. SB 524 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Judiciary Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 158, Judiciary, State Regulation of Fireworks, reports it back as follows. Senator Rohde, chairman, and Senator Parr signed do pass. Senator Ray signed do not pass. 158 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 510, Hess, amended, State Parole of Board of Parole, State Board of Parole, and recommends do pass. Signed Senator Parr, chairman, concurring Senators Coletta, Fisher, and Stimson. House Bill 510 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 323, making supplemental appropriation to the Department of Public Safety to pay Bristol Bay Charter and operation costs, and recommends it be placed on the calendar. Signed Senator Kelly, chairman, concurring Senators Dankworth, Curtula, and Ziegler. This does appear on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considers Senate Bill number 421, loans by pawnbrokers, and recommends that it be placed on the May 11 calendar. Signed Senator Kelly, chairman, concurring Senators Dankworth, Curtula, and Ziegler. This also appears on today's calendar. The Rules Committee also considered House Joint Resolution number 53, requesting the United States Senate to support continuation of the present first seal harvest quota, and recommends that it be placed also on the May 11 calendar. Signed Senator Kelly, chairman, concurring Senator Ferguson and Ziegler. Senator Kelly also signed do pass. This does appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today, Mr. President.
Are there any reports of special committees?
We have no special committee reports.
Are there resolutions for introduction?
Senate Resolution number 9 by Senator Curtula, requesting the Alaska Railroad to continue daily service to Talkeetna.
Rules Committee. Transportation Senate may look at it if you desire, but it's just a simple ask for continuation of a stop. Proceed.
Senate Joint Resolution number 45 by Senator Ray, relating to construction of the Sedition Second Crater Lake Hydroelectric Project.
Be short.
Those are the resolutions today.
Are the bills for first reading and reference?
Senate Bill number 557 by Senator Fisher, an act relating to teachers, public employees, judicial, and National Guard benefits and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, there's not a retirement bill Senator Fisher wishes to look at. State Affairs, has Finance, Judiciary may wish to look at it because it does affect the Judiciary, but three committees seems enough.
Senate Bill number 558 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to the care and confinement of prisoners.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance, Judiciary may wish to look at it. Again, Health, Education, Social Services really has the purview of confinement.
Senate Bill number 559 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to state grants and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee.
Senate Bill number 560 by Senator Coletta, an act relating to refunds of 1980 state income taxes and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 488 by Senator Parr, an act directing the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska to establish a general endowment and providing for an effective date.
Went to Hess State Affairs Finance, same for referrals.
Those are the new bills today.
Down the daily calendar, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that HJR 53 be advanced to the top of the calendar. The matter is under consideration in Washington, D.C. right now.
Without objection, H.J.R. 53 is before us. The Secretary, please read the bill.
House Joint Resolution Number 53 by Representative Sutcliffe requesting the United States Senate to support continuation of the present first seal harvest quota. The Rules Committee considered this resolution and recommends calendaring and due pass. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler, Kukula, and Dankworth. I have no amendments.
Absence of amendments. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that H.J.R. 53 be advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. The Secretary read the bill.
House Joint Resolution Number 53 requesting the United States Senate to support continuation of the present first seal harvest quota.
Resolution is before you for discussion and debate.
Question.
Question is called for. The question is, shall House Joint Resolution 53 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Any member desire to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 1 excused, and 2 absent.
So, H.J.R. 53 has passed the Senate. Secretary, revert to the top of the calendar.
Senate Bill Number 323, making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Public Safety to an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Public Safety to pay Bristol Bay charter and operation costs and providing for an effective date for the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. State Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute State Affairs with a new title and a majority due pass. Signed, Senator Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Bradley, Stimson, and Coletta. Senator Eliason signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that the State Affairs Committee substitute do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Sackett, Stimson, and Ferguson. There is a committee substitute.
Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the State Affairs Committee substitute for Senate Bill 323 be adopted.
Without objection. It's adopted. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 323, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee, an act making appropriations to the Department of Public Safety for fish and wildlife protection, providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments before us?
There are no amendments.
The absence of amendments, Senator Rohde.
The President, I move and ask unanimous consent for Senate Bill 323 be advanced, Senate Bill 323 be engrossed to advance the third reading in place for final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 323, State Affairs, an act making appropriations to the Department of Public Safety for fish and wildlife protection and providing for an effective date.
Bills for you before discussion and debate.
Question.
The question is called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill 323 as amended pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 1 absent, and 1 excused.
Senate Bill 323 has passed the Senate. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, effective date clause has been adopted. The next item is Senate Bill 421.
Senate Bill Number 421 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to loans by pawnbrokers and providing for an effective date. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Rohde, Chairman, concurring Senators Parr and Senator Ray. There is a committee substitute.
Committee substitutes before us, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 421 be adopted.
Without objection. Substitute has been adopted. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 421, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to loans by pawnbrokers and providing for an effective date. There is an amendment number 1 by Senator Ray on page 1, line 15.
Present. Senator Ray.
I would move the amendment.
So I understand there is a copy on every member's desk.
Yes, sir.
I dispense with the reading. Senator Ray, you have the floor.
Well, what this does is just equalize pawnbrokers and loan shops, and I don't know if there is any difference between them, and
apparently in the drafting, and it's probably my fault when I gave the amendment to the judiciary chairman that I forgot what to do, and or I forgot to include it all, and I think this includes my original intent. So I'd ask unanimous consent.
The motion has been, unanimous consent is asked. There seems to be objection by the rules, Chairman.
Just received it, so I'd appreciate a brief at ease.
We'll be at ease. Secretary, please read the bill in context. With the amendment, that is.
The title would be changed to read, an act relating to loans by pawnbrokers and loan shops and providing for an effective date. Then on line 15, it would read, this chapter does not apply to any person doing business under and as permitted by any law of the state or the United States relating to banks, savings banks, trust companies, buildings, and loan associations, or credit unions, period. B would then read, this chapter does not apply to individual loans by pawnbrokers or loan shops where separate and individuals' loans do not exceed $200.
Mr. Majority Leader, the motion is before us.
Just a brief note of explanation of Senator Ray's motion. The term loan shops tends to be old language in the statute. I'm not quite sure if there are any enterprises that operate under that title these days. They're roughly equivalent with pawnbrokers. So the amendment that Senator Ray put in would prevent any problem that might occur should anybody be doing business with a business license that does list them as a loan shop rather than a pawnbroker.
I have a question to the Majority Leader. Does the old Fairbanks cigar store, Larry Dworkin, does he list himself as a pawnbroker? Maybe.
Yes, he does, and I did receive a letter from you, Mr. President, on this legislation.
I did not, just a question. Senator Ray?
We had a few more inquiries to further amend it to add or fence, but we didn't figure that out.
The motion has been, and unanimous consent was asked. Is there still further objection to adoption of this motion? There is none. The amendment has been adopted. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
In the absence of amendments, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent to Senate Bill 421, considered engrossed, to pass the third reading and place for final passage.
Without objection, is so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 421, Judiciary Amended, an act relating to loans by pawnbrokers and loan shops and providing for an effective date.
Senate Bill 421 is before you for discussion and debate. Mr. Judiciary Chairman.
Mr. President, a brief explanation to the body. There was a case recently in which, to everyone's surprise, the Uniform Commercial Code was held to be applicable to pawnbrokers. The Uniform Commercial Code requires a significant amount of paperwork, particularly for small transactions. It's aimed at larger commercial enterprises. It was a laughing matter for many attorneys, but it's not a laughing matter for those people who are in this business or those people who borrow money from pawnbrokers. It is a very important part of their existence. This legislation would clarify the point that pawnbrokers are not, and now loan shops are not, subject to the Uniform Commercial Code. No one ever really intended that they should be, and I think it's more by accident that we have the problem before us than anything else. Also, the amount of the loans was raised from $100 to $200. I believe the $100 was put in the early 60s, and that was at the suggestion of the Finance Committee Chairman.
Question?
Ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Bill 421, as amended, pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one excused.
And so the bill has passed the Senate. Senate Bill 421, there is effective date, I believe. Senator Modi.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Takes us to unfinished business. Items under unfinished business. Senator Parr.
Mr. President, I'd like to bring up reconsideration of Senate Bill 392.
Senate Bill 392 has been moved before us under reconsideration. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 392, an act continuing the existence of the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar Association and amending the statutes relating to the practice of law in the state and providing for an effective date on reconsideration.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 392 be held off for one legislative day.
Without objection, there's an amendment on everyone's desk, I understand. Are there further items on our unfinished business? Senator Parr.
That motion does include the amendment.
Yes, sir. It does. All amendments. Remember, we are in third reading, but we can go back to specific amendment. Mm-hmm. Special orders, are the items under special orders? Senator Stimson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent for the privilege of the floor to make a few comments on an editorial in the Daily News Miner.
Without objection.
Thank you, Mr. President. This appeared on Friday, and the title of the editorial is Drop the Propaganda. I'd like to just make reference to a couple of parts of that editorial. It might be hard for them to forego the free publicity, but we wonder if it isn't time for our state legislators to get out of the propaganda business by killing the $145,000 appropriation for next year's television coverage of the legislature, Capital 82. The problem is that by its very nature, this state-funded project is bound to be controversial and propagandistic. No matter how much its backers may claim to the contrary, the Capital series is not journalism. No matter how professionally its staff members approach the task, their product is not tough, objective reporting. It cannot be. As long as the legislature pays the bill, the legislature will call the tune. Mr. President, Capital 81 has been subject to a great deal of criticism by legislators lately, and I submit that the reason for the criticism is that Capital 81 is doing a good job of delivering news and not propaganda. When I've been critical of Capital 81 in the past, it's normally because I gave what I considered to be a brilliant floor speech, and then I ran home and didn't see it on television. And I needed to look at that all rather objectively and realize that not everything I say is newsworthy. In my 3 years in the legislature, there's always been criticism of the Capitol programs. Mr. President, I think we give the Capitol reporters an impossible task. We asked them to keep track of the activities of 60 legislators, synthesize the dynamics of numerous committee hearings on any given day, focus on priorities known but to a few, integrate legislative dictates with agency responses. Don't forget that there are three branches of government, often at odds. And by the way, be sure we all get equal time. Partisan politics aren't a factor. This editorial concludes by saying, Alaskans need news of the legislature, but state-paid propaganda serves no one but the politicians. I don't believe the general public is getting propaganda, Mr. President. I don't believe Capital 81 can be accused of helping any legislator to get reelected. I do think Capital 81 can be accused of being very professional, being limited with both financial and time constraints, and attempting to provide objective, tough reporting that apparently offends a lot of legislators. In my opinion, capital programs provide an insight not available in any other medium. And Mr. President, it seems logical to me that a newspaper would be critical of a state-funded television program. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I'm moving to ask unanimous consent of the floor to a question of the previous speaker.
If he wishes to respond, Senator Kelly, without objection,
Mr. President, through the chair, to the previous speaker, does the good senator from downtown Anchorage expect to rush home tonight and watch Capital 81? And furthermore, if he does watch Capital 81 and his speech isn't shown, is he going to have the same high regard for Capital 81 tomorrow that he obviously has today?
Senator Fisher, do you wish to respond for Senator Stimson?
No, Mr. President, but I'd like to comment a little further on the same topic, if I may have your name.
Not objection, you have the floor.
Mr. President, my one regret week after week has said, I don't get to watch Capital 81 frequently enough, because I have found that Capital 81 provides a means whereby I, as one legislator, can really find out what's going on in other parts of the legislature. I can find out what's going on in the House committees, what's going on the House floor. And this has been one of the frustrating aspects that I have found, that I get so involved in Senate business, in my own committee affairs, the various committees I serve on, that I just find that I don't see the world about me, even the small world of the legislature. And I, for one, find that Capital 81 is very useful to me. And in the comments that I hear from the public, and I had comments over the weekend in both Anchorage and Fairbanks and Capital 81, I find that people do watch it and they get a lot out of it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, if the permission to speak, just to add a little bit more to that thing.
Senator Ray, you have the floor, sir.
Well, Mr. President, I don't care whether Capital 81 covers the judiciary, and I don't care whether they cover the administration. I don't care if they cover 59 other the legislators. As long as they cover me, I'm satisfied.
Their announcement committee meeting, Senator Parr.
Mr. President, could we revert to unfinished business?
Without objection.
Mr. President, I'd like to waive House Bill 358, Supplemental Appropriation to Health and Social Services Public Assistance. It's primarily a funding transfer bill, and the Finance Committee would have jurisdiction. There's a time pressure on this.
Without objection, as long as you've had a look at it. Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Bennett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow morning at 8:30, the Finance Committee will meet on Senate Bill 111, an act relating to fish and hunting license fees, Senate Bill 404, an act relating to Alaska Industrial Development Authority, Senate Bill 422, an act amending grants limits to certain programs in the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, and this afternoon at 5 p.m. at 509 at the Mendon Hall, there will be a special Finance Committee to pass judgment on some fine Bordeaux's.
To the floor, Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, Senate Labor and Commerce will be meeting at 3 p.m. this afternoon in the Butrovich Room. The bills have been posted.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, Transportation Committee will meet tomorrow at 1:30 in the Butrovich Room. 1:30 in the Butrovich Room. The Vice Chairman will read the bills.
Mr. Vice Chairman.
His glasses don't fit mine. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation Public Facilities for airport construction and related facilities. That was Senate Bill 461. Senate Bill 477, an act making a special appropriation to the City of Antioch for a high school access road. Senate Bill 510, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for a highway route survey for Prospect Creek to the Ambler Mining District. Senate Bill 541, an act making a special appropriation to the Bristol Bay Borough for the purchase of a grader for the Kipnuk Airport runway. And House Bill 177, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for the resurfacing of the highway from the Yukon River to the Arctic Ocean. Mr. President, that's my first official duty in 121 days.
Yeah. Senator Parr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The House Committee will meet at 3:03 this afternoon in room 209 of Barron's. We have Senate Bill 199 relating to retirement benefits under the teacher's retirement system. Senate Bill 309 making supplemental appropriations to Department of Administration, Public Defender Agency, and the Board of Parole. Senate Bill 450 making supplemental appropriations to the City of Bethel for construction of a Bethel Child Care Center. And Senate Bill 487 relating to compulsory education.
Further announcements? Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, two announcements. There'll be no Resources Committee meeting today. State Affairs tomorrow is taking up Senate Bill 550, an appropriation for the State Human Rights Commission, House Bill 155, dealing with legislative committee procedures, a series of joint resolutions, 31, honoring unidentified dead from Vietnam War, 40, Arctic Science Policy, 41, requesting U.S. Army to relinquish the known distance rifle range near Fairbanks, 42, proposed Olympic training site, 44, opposing reestablishment of the House Un-American Activities Committee, and Senate Resolution 7, requesting the government to proclaim a war on crime in Alaska.
Mr. Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce a new page in the Senate. In the gallery behind me, Ms. Stephanie Searles from Barrow. She'll be joining us for the next 2 weeks as an RSVP page.
Without objection. It would be my hope, recognizing again that most of the bills introduced this session, most of them by number, will be before us next session for disposition, but in any event, looking towards the budget bills coming down and the capital projects and so on, I would hope by next Monday that the bills that have individual priority for this session or that we collectively feel have can be either in finance or rules from this side, so they're in preparation to go to the other body. Most of those that don't after that time, it's they're in the next years without any doubt. Not saying that many of these won't be, but at least we'll attempt to get them to the other body for some consideration. Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, there'll be a very short Judiciary Committee meeting immediately after the session. Mr. President, if there was no further business to come before this body, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Adjourn.